we have to understand why we need to practice Tantra. Because without practicing Tantra, we can't stop our samsara, never mind benefit anybody else. There's no way to stop this uncontrolled cycle of death, intermediate state and rebirth, and all of the pain associated with it. Other than to take it into our own hands. Use our tantric meditation to indirectly and then directly stop death, intermediate state, rebirth. How kind Buddha is taught us. So these are called path tantra. The basic tantra is our ordinary body, speech and mind, or our ordinary death, intermediate state, rebirth. The path is the generation stage and completion stage yogas. They do the purifying. Result? Instead of dying, we attain the truth body of a Buddha, Dharmakaya. Clear light of death. We don't have clear light of death anymore. We have the clear light of the truth body. We don't have ordinary intermediate state anymore. We have the illusory body. We don't have rebirth, ordinary rebirth, and we have emanation bodies. It's the same flow, the same continuum, but it's purified. Through the path tantra, we purify that continuum. Do you understand? So this is quite important to study. Gain conviction. Because this is like putting a powerful engine in your car. When you understand. Tantra is not just like some fun time. I don't want to belittle it. Tantra is fun. Tantric meditation is great fun. But it must be driven by renunciation. We need to understand. This is literally a life or death practice. The reason I'm doing this is to get out of samsara and help others to do the same. So this, if there's not, you see why. If we don't have renunciation, we only looked at one of the three principal aspects of the path, renunciation. But you see, if you don't have that, if you don't have fear of rebirth in samsara, if you don't have a determination to stop samsara, tantric practice has no power for us. Just playing, like some amusement. When we understand the technology, special technology of tantra, then we realize what a beautiful gift Buddha gave us. So just to finish, I'm going to read a couple more things, very short, from Geshe-la, because maybe you'll think, well, hang on a minute. I've not had many tantric teachings yet, or maybe none yet, but I've been reading about and listening about and meditating on how to attain liberation from samsara using sutra. So what was all that about? Geshe-la said, in tantric grounds of paths, he says, in sutra alone, there is no liberation, not to mention enlightenment. So it's like a foundation. Through sutra teachings, we get to understand the process a bit, but the actual liberation can only be accomplished through the mind of clear light. Never mind enlightenment. In sutra alone, there is no liberation, not to mention enlightenment. The highest yoga tantra teachings are Buddha's ultimate intention, and the sutra teachings are the basic foundation. So they have relationship, but eventually we have to practice. And then finally, Geshe-la says, we may wonder why, if secret mantra, which is another name for tantra, which we're going to look at tomorrow, what does this mantra mean? We may wonder why, if secret mantra is the direct path to Buddhahood, why did Buddha teach the sutra path at all? And Geshe-la's answer, quite important for us to understand this, if we want to practice the union of sutra and tantra, Very important, because some people think, oh, you don't need all this, just get straight on with your sadhana. Just practice tantra, why do you need all this sutra stuff? It's a big mistake. Geshe says, the reason is that sutra is the foundation for tantra. Tantra is like an aeroplane that takes us directly to Buddhahood, but sutra is like the runway. Without a runway, an aeroplane cannot take off, and without the foundation of sutra, we cannot attain authentic experience of secret mantra. Therefore, those who wish to attain Buddhahood need to practice the union of sutra and tantra. Okay, so the key word here for me is authentic. If you want authentic experience of tantra, and we're going to look at this later on, we're going to look at, there's an awful lot of tantra for sale out there. There's an awful lot of tantric teachers, in quotes, appearing in this world. There's an awful lot of practices that we can do. And we have to learn to distinguish what's authentic tantra from inauthentic tantra. And so here, this is from Jed Tsongkhapa directly. Authentic tantra must be combined with sutra. If people are teaching you to do tantric practices without teaching you renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness, it's not tantra, it's not authentic. Guaranteed, it will not produce results. And if we ourselves get into that habit, we don't have time to do what we normally call lam rim, although of course tantra is part of lam rim. I don't have time to do meditation, renunciation, bodhicitta, blah, blah, blah. All I have time to do is my sadhana. That takes long enough. That's how we sit down every morning and we go through quick path or what have you. And less and less and less we're thinking about the essential practices of sutra, the common paths. Less and less and less our practice is buoyed by or borne upon renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom realizing emptiness. Then it's like entertainment, it's like video games. Nothing authentic, essenceless, meaningless. So, this is our tradition, Jed Tsongkhapa taught, and Geshe La emphasizes again and again, our tradition, we practice the union of sutra and tantra. We practice tantra because without tantra we cannot cut samsara, and we practice the union of sutra and tantra because tantra without sutra has no power.